Your soul may have some unfinished business that you need to get sorted in this lifetime. That's according to Roger Wolger, Jungian analyst, regression therapist, and author of Healing Your Past Lives.
Nothing that we put out in our lives goes away. It's like a radio program. You send it out and it's somewhere there on the airwaves and it continues to float around in space. The idea is that everything we do in our lives has a consequence. It lays down sort of subtle residues on some broad airwave, if you like, which we don't fully understand, which nevertheless transmits. In other words, all of human experience is recorded somewhere on this vast cosmic memory. In India, they gave it a fancy name. They called it the Akasha. In the West, the best name for it is, I think, W.B. Yeats, the poet, called it the great memory, that everything that human beings have ever done on the planet is remembered somewhere in some vast storage. And we have access to this with certain practices, but it influences, because it influences anyone when they're born, because we're all born with a piece of humanity's memory in us, and that's what we call the soul. Every astrologer says you're not born innocent, you're born with stuff. Astrological map show a very complex picture of what the personality, what the challenges, what the spiritual development could be in a lifetime. It's all potential, but we come in with strengths and weaknesses, and these are mapped into the soul in a mysterious way. Astrology is one picture, and this is what we work with. We work in our regression work with the inheritance, you could call it psychic inheritance, from previous eras of history. It may come partly through our families. We inherit a lot from our families. But we also, it seems like we move around through different cultures. So we may have a tribal piece in us. We may have a Roman piece. We may have a Japanese piece. And all these pieces of memory merge together around certain themes that are very strong in each person's life, which is the soul's purpose, the contract, some American psychologist calls it, we come in with. We have things to do in our life. What we have to do, the challenges, the temptations, the paths that we're led to follow, what in the East are called karma. Karma is your work in this lifetime. And you can either make a good job of it or you can make a complete hash of it. And then the next time you come back, things will get worse, if you like. It can either get better or worse, depending on how you accept the challenges that your fate or your karma brings to you. So that's what we mean by the soul's unfinished business. I mean, you might have died, or the soul, I don't say the individual, but the soul might have died on a battlefield at, 18 years old, a young man who had his whole life ahead of him, wanted to marry somebody, and he dies in agony thinking, I'll never do all those things. I'll never marry that woman. I'll never have that little farm, whatever it is. And that longing for what was never achieved becomes the soul's unfinished business. His unfinished business gets transmitted into other personalities, other souls that come into the planet.
Now, does that mean the only way of dealing with that, therefore, would be to have that little farm and kind of get that out of the way?
Exactly. When you see people who are driven, I mean, many people are driven to make a lot of money. If you go into their soul's memory, you probably find that they lost a lot of money or they lived in poverty and they died with the thought, I'll never be poor again. I'll always have. I don't want to go through this again. One lifetime can very much be a reaction to another. The pendulum swings. If you've been a peasant and, badly treated by some tyrant and the way peasants always are, you may die very angry, say, I'll never let that happen again. And you come back with a craving for power. And it can swing all the other way, that you become the tyrant, having been the victim. There's always a movement to complete something or react to something. In very rare cases, a person in their life seems to have completed everything and dies in a state of great peace. And then when their soul leaves the body, they don't take with them a lot of unfinished business. And it would say that that part of the soul doesn't need to come back. It goes into higher realms or the light, whatever you want to call it, and has achieved what they call liberation or enlightenment. But most of us come in with stuff. I didn't get enough this, I didn't get enough power, money, beauty, sex, and so on. All the usual things that we crave in our life. Usually people are frustrated, and it's that frustration that creates the unfinished business. It can be seen in the map of the horoscope, or in our method we probe into dreams and we look at people's issues, things that are troubling them in their life.
That's Roger Woolger. His book, Healing Your Past Lives, is published by Sounds True.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.